This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for January 2016. How did classical music play a part of Dr. Oliver Sacks' life as a physician, neurologist, professor, and musician? And what musical instrument did he play? Dr. Sacks began studying the piano as a small child and has continued playing throughout his life. His parents, Samuel Sacks, a physician, general practitioner and pianist, and Muriel Elise Landau Sacks, a physician and the first female surgeon in England, were both trained in neurology. Dr. Sacks said his mother was the 16th of 18 children. He was the youngest of her four sons. She enjoyed singing, and her favorite composer was Schubert. His father, Samuel Sacks, played on an 1894 Bechstein grand piano and always carried a miniature score in his pocket and could hear all the instruments in his head. Dr. Sacks said, "The house was full of music and it was full of science and medicine, and so in a way they form natural partners." Dr. Sacks says music has been the profoundest non-chemical medication for our patients. What we see fundamentally is the power of music to organize and do this efficaciously, as well as joyfully, when abstract or schematic forms of organization fail. He had a patient suffering from severe Alzheimer's. The patient responded to ballroom music by taking his wife in his arms, looking into her eyes, and dancing with her. One of his patients had a stroke and could no longer walk or talk. Dr. Sacks brought in an accordionist who played a familiar song, and the patient started to sing the song with him. Music has the power to stimulate memory. Memory, says Dr. Sacks, is the key to a sense of self. And music evokes emotion, and emotion can bring its memory. In Dr. Sacks's book, A Leg to Stand On, he was hiking up a Norwegian mountain by himself and encountered a bull. And he ran madly, blindly down the steep, muddy, slippery path. He found himself lying at the bottom of a short, sharp cliff of rocks. "My leg twisted grotesquely beneath me, and my knee, such a pain as I have never, ever known. It was freezing, and to save his life, he knew he had to climb down the mountain closer to the village to have a better chance of being found. He used his umbrella, which he carried at all times as a walking stick up the mountain. He snapped the umbrella handle, fashioning a makeshift splint from his limp leg so he would be able to move. On his journey, he musicked along, fell into a rhythm, guided by a sort of marching or rowing song, sometimes the Volga boatman's song, sometimes a chant of my own." Dr. Sacks says, "Music can lift us out of depression or move us to cheers. It is a remedy, a tonic, orange juice for the ear. But for many of my neurological patients, music is even more. It can provide access even when no medication can be worked. For them, music is not a luxury, but a necessity." Professor William Linzer, my teacher and mentor at the Juilliard School, asked me to promise before he died on July 31, 1997, to have a dialogue with Dr. Oliver Sacks, the brilliant thinker, medical doctor, and neurologist. Professor Linzer, during my studies with him at the Juilliard, introduced me to many of Dr. Sacks's books. I enjoyed reading and studying them. I sent a letter to Dr. Sacks after Professor Linzer passed away and sent my research for my new book. I asked Dr. Sacks several important questions about students coping with epilepsy, cerebral palsy, brain cancers, Parkinson's, and other neurological diseases. On December 31, 1997, Dr. Sacks wrote to me saying he was just now making a New Year's resolution to try and answer all his delinquent mail by midnight. He said, "You bring up far too many deep questions and issues for me to have ready answers to. I take the liberty of enclosing a paper from a conference we had at the inauguration of the Institute for Music and Neurological Function at Beth Abraham Hospital in 1994. I have been very much for music and music therapy, as you know, ever since I first encountered my awakening patients in 1966. The article Dr. Sacks sent me was about an elderly patient who had broken her hip. She had had an operation to repair her hip and had physical therapy, and yet she was unable to walk. The MRI said the hip had not been repaired. Dr. Sachs asked the patient if she had moved her hip recently. She responded that she had kept time to a music at a Christmas concert by moving her leg in time to a dance piece. Dr. Sachs had a music therapist play dance music for the patient to move to in dance motions to the rhythm of the music. After a month, she was able to walk once more. I wrote back to Dr. Sachs, thanking him for his wonderful article and his letter. I treasure Dr. Sachs's letter and article. His letter is in a frame above my desk as an ongoing inspiration to me. When Dr. Sachs turned 75 on July 9, 2008, he decided to start taking piano lessons again after a gap of more than 60 years. He said, "On my iPad at the moment, I have nothing but Bach." Incredibly, the entire 157-set CD fits on this tiny thing without difficulty. I have been concentrating on the 48 preludes and fugues. I am practicing a few of these. Dr. Sachs leaves a legacy of case studies of his patients, observing their uniqueness. He cared so much to help others and teach them that their affliction made them unique. He lifted others up. He shared his gifts and insights to the very end as he was dying of cancer. He said, "I am a storyteller, for better and for worse. I suspect that a feeling for stories, for narrative, is a universal human disposition, going with our powers of language, consciousness of self, and autobiographical memory." He said, "In examining disease, we gain wisdom about anatomy and physiology and biology. In examining the person with disease, we gain wisdom about life. If we wish to know about man, we ask, what is his story, his real inmost story? For each of us is a biography, a story." Dr. Oliver Sachs's assistant, Kate Edgar, wrote in an article on him entitled, "A Life Well Lived." Dr. Sachs spent his final days doing what he loved, playing the piano, writing to friends, swimming, enjoying smoked salmon, and completing several articles. His final thoughts were of gratitude for a life well lived and the privilege of working with his patients at various hospitals and residences in New York. Dr. Oliver Sachs was a brilliant, caring physician, neurologist, professor, author, and musician.